Call the meeting to order from the Suscano County Utility Authority, the May. Can we all stand for the pledge of allegiance? Pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vice Chairman Zulo?
Here.
Commissioner Baker?
Here.
Mayo?
Here.
Luz?
Here.
Murray?
Here.
Thomas?
Here.
Adequate notice of this meeting as required by the Open Publics Meeting Act of 1975 has been provided by publication on March 3rd, 2024, in the Home News Tribune and the Courier News. So, oh, I apologize, man.
I bet.
I jumped a step. We are going to have an oath of office for Antonio Cruz. Sorry about that.
I, Antonio Cruz.
I, Antonio Cruz.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same and to the governments.
To the same and to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform all duties.
And justly perform all duties.
Of the office of Commissioner.
Of the office of Commissioner.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
All right. All right, well, I'll read the notice again. Adequate notice of this meeting as required by the Open Publics Meeting Act of 1975 has been provided by publication on March 3rd, 2024 in the Home News Tribune and Courier News. At this time, I'd like to ask for a vote on the approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of April 23rd. Can I get a motion for approval?
I'll move the minutes.
Second.
Second.
Vice Chairman Zulo?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Aye.
Mayo?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
Thank you. This time we have committee reports, engineering.
So the engineering committee met just prior to this meeting this afternoon. We discussed all of the resolutions on it for today. We also discussed the performance of the cogen plant, a little bit underwhelming this month, 8.4 with the average readings there. But we did have some maintenance replacing one of the turbines, so we should be in pretty good shape moving forward. Two of the turbines have been replaced, so we are expecting much better numbers going forward. And that's all.
Well, are there any other committee reports? Hearing none, we will have a discussion of the resolutions.
Chairman, thank you. I'd like to begin with resolution number one, which is a renewal of three pretreatments, which is International Flavors and Fragrances in South Brunswick, Rust-Oleum Corporation in Franklin Township, and Tropical Cheese Industry located in Perth Amboy. Item two is an authorization, simply allows us to provide our employees another potential opportunity for deferred comp with a group Empowered. Empowered is the name of the group, excuse me. Item three is a renewal of our solar field maintenance and operations. This is a sole bid. Sunlight did this before. This is a two-year bid. As you can see, it's for $330,000 and change. Last contract, to put it in comparison, was $318,000 and change. Item four, which is our overhead hoist and crane, for Moya Handling Systems. Again, to put it in comparison, last contract was $608,000, just as this one is for a two-year period. There are 53 cranes here. This contract includes things like ocean inspections, repairs as needed, and a variety of other support services. I think folks don't realize just how many cranes and items there are within the plant. Item four is with HDR Incorporated, item five, excuse me, is with HDR Incorporated. HDR has previously done our analysis on our dewatering building and come up with over 400 comments. Decided to bring HDR in to do our value engineering and project management. You'll hear a complete dewatering building update, but we are facing significant challenges and the need to bring HDR in to analyze where we are, what we can do to get back on track to currently our 60% milestone is what's in front of us next, is what's important. Item six is for our central treatment plant for H&S Construction. This is for, excuse me, not essential, it's for our annex down the road, all right? And this is for $41,000 and change, mostly for our requested additions, but there's some water infiltration as well, some air intake, some concerns, and some cabinets were part of our request. This is a 76-day extension, but still allows us to meet some of the contract terms. Item seven is with Pure Technologies, as we discussed in the engineering committee meeting. This is for $963,000. This allows for the inspection of our pipes, our force mains, particularly the larger pipes. And this is where we get the sensory data on the wires and the rest that allows us to potentially detect these things. Item eight is with Trinity Consultants. For our two major projects, not that there aren't many major projects, are the RMG and the advanced digestion. Both of those projects we anticipate by modifying our air permit requests, our Title V, will kick off the need for an environmental justice hearing and environmental justice statement. And this is to employ Trinity to be not only our consultants on the Title V mods, as well as to write the actual environmental impact statement for the environmental justice hearing. Item nine is with Lero, as discussed in the engineering committee. Our scale house, which, just to place that in context for you, when you come in, it's to your immediate left. So the truck's there, that's the scale house. The scale house itself, the physical structure needs replacement. This also includes the scale. And we've decided to incorporate some electrical connections, some different work, and some asphalt paving as well. So this contract is not to exceed $47,000. Item 10 is with our renewable natural gas project. So, as you know, for some, just as a reminder, we originally created this project with PSE&G. We originally wanted PSE&G to fund this project. They submitted it to the BPU. The BPU put it in a time frame that was not sustainable for us here at the MCUA. However, PSE&G has been a partner in trying to develop a connection to the PSE&G pipeline. What we are asking you for here is the ability to sign an MOU, which will allow us to, frankly, continue contract negotiations. For example, the cost of the pipe, the length of the pipe, who will maintain the pipe. And this will allow us so that we can actually put the gas, when it's there, into the PSE&G pipeline. Item 11 is with our landfill. This is for... So for the past few years, you may recall the name Above the Mark, which was our previous folks who did the work up on the landfill. In this bidding cycle, as you can see, Effluent Retrieval Services, which is interesting for us at the landfill, that name, is won the bid. There were three bidders, and even with the bid, we end up with 500 more hours of work, just the way we had scoped it out. And just as a reminder, our landfill open house was just a couple weeks ago and went very successfully as well. Item 12 is a change order for our pond improvements with Tomco. The reason for this primarily is because we're waiting for an Eaton 200A stainless steel quick disconnect material, and that's what we're waiting for. It's been delayed, so as a result of that, as soon as we get it, we'll finish this up. It's a no-cost time extension. Item 13 is an amendment with EI for HVAC installation at the landfill, which is that second, it's the maintenance garage building in the back. And this is because we're waiting for a fire alarm panel replacement. As soon as we have that, this has incurred some additional cost for us. Item 14 and 15 are somewhat of the same. Item 14 is asking to begin the process that we can go ahead and work for our bonds for the RNG project. And then item 15 is to allow us to recoup our costs as part of that bonding effort.
Just as a reminder, we are projecting these costs, and you'll see that as we give you the updates, of $125 million. We're being safe and sorry, because you really only want to go once on this stuff, as we've gone for $140 million. But I need to be clear, we're not moving off our $125 million price, but yeah, maybe just a little, just to be sure, as opposed to later in the process. So that's what items 14 and 15 are for.
Great. Is there any public comment on the resolutions? Hearing none, can we move for a motion to adopt the resolutions? I need to abstain from item 5. So I guess it would be a consent resolution from items 1 through 4 and 6 through 15. Do I hear a motion?
One second.
1 through 4 and 6 through 15. Okay, roll call.
Vice Chairman Zulo?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Aye.
Cahill?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
And for item 5, I guess it's all right for me to move it. Resolution for approval of item, a motion for approval of item 5?
Motion approved.
Second.
Vice Chairman Zulo?
Abstain.
Commissioner Baker?
Aye.
Cahill?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
All right, and I think you all have the bills in front of you. Do we have a motion for the approval of bills for both the solid waste and wastewater division?
I move it. Second.
Vice Chairman Zulo?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Aye.
Cahill?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Murray?
Aye.
Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, at this time, I ask if there's anyone from the public that wishes to come on any item of interest to the MCUA. Hearing none, we will now, I guess we're going to go into executive session. So we will move to executive session, I guess.
Can you just state for the record the reason why we're going in?
Excuse me?
Just state for the record why we're going, because there's contractual updates.
Okay, we are going into executive session for contractual updates.
Move to exec.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes, we briefly discussed an update on contract negotiations and upcoming projects, key capital programs update. No action is being taken.
All right. So I think we have a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Getting adjourned.